mean, when they were 8 years old, I told them that one day Google would pay their allowance, and so they blog too. And I think it's one of the challenges you have as a parent, as a blogger, is, you know, one day your kids may actually read what you're writing about them. It's one thing if you read about what your kids are saying about you, but it's like, how do you deal with what, you know, you want to talk to your kids, and it's like you're dealing with your life, and, you know, even though my kids were on the internet since they were 3, and I've been writing about them since they were 5, there's certain things which I write about them that I never tell them. But, you know, every day they could read my Facebook status updates. Every day they could read my tweets. Maybe I'm the only parent where I waited until they turned 18 and graduated from high school before I put them on Facebook and write their photo. Maybe I'm a little overprotective of certain things and very open about things. But I do think that as channels for communications open, generational gaps sometimes close. And the ability to have an openness, either about being a parent or about having kids or about being you, is something which we're still trying to understand the dynamics of, and still trying to figure out where this all settles out. It would have been interesting if my dad had a blog, so I could see what he really thought about me, but you know, he died 14 years ago, so I just have to go back on memories for that. But I hope my kids know that I love them. I hope my kids know that whatever they do, I am proud. I'm a proud dad. The parent blog is coming out.
Twitter. I just put it all out there, and it's so amazing to see the people that will respond back. If I'm having a really bad day because my toddler is, you know, throwing tantrums, that people will come back and say, you know, I've had those days too before. So I really think it's about engaging, you know, with your followers, and that will help, you know, build your audience, because there are so many people out there that have gone through, you know, the same things as, you know, all of us moms do. And so that really does help. It's just, you know, really putting yourself out there, be honest. And I call them my Twitter friends, because there's a lot of people that I have not met in person, but I talk to them all the time on Twitter. So it really helps kind of get me through my day, just knowing that I have people out there that can relate to my story.
Well, I guess for lots of parents, especially parents who are home, I mean, Twitter is the water cooler. It's the virtual. That's where you can actually converse with adults when you're saddled with young children. So that's an outlet. Obviously, I don't have that problem as much. I do live in a new town, and I just kind of started my life over again. So Twitter's been great for that. But also, we see Twitter a lot in the engagements we work on, both at Dad 2.0 and XY Media, which is a parent company. We just built a campaign for Norelco about the new face of Dad. And many of the engagements now involve Twitter parties and hashtags. And I think, as of now, Twitter is something that brands want to rely on. Obviously, it's a constant struggle in terms of how to quantify reach and how to recognize what's being seen and how to make impressions on people. And so I know that the flavor of the month now is to have a Twitter party or have a chat and count your hashtags and see if that is bearing fruit with that. So obviously, I try to strive both. I mean, LOD is both my personal Twitter feed. I have five Twitter feeds, so which speaks to some degree of schizophrenia that I cope with on a daily basis. But in LOD, I can kind of just be myself. Dad 2 Summit is more about what our announcements are and so forth. But yeah, it's multiple uses. I mean, again, it's also a very immediate way not to feel lonely, you know, because the internet's great for finding your tribe out there.
So how do you keep authentic? Like, what brings you back to your roots, you know, in terms of being who you are and making sure that you're being just who you are? As you said, you know, brands kind of coming at you and engaging you with a marketing kind of flavor. I know a mom in the city once in a while gets invited to review an item or go to a certain place or meet a celebrity. So how do you make sure that this is coming out of a true, authentic point of view?
Well, the brands actually respond to that. I mean, I think it's a stronger discussion with more with some more than others. But if you're engaging with a particular voice, you don't want them to iron out all the personality from that voice. You know, if you want to make that voice sterile with your own viewpoints, you're not getting what you engaged with in the first place. So, and brands are getting it. The whole idea that, you know, I don't want to use just your three letters as your Twitter handle, but then say, you should buy this. I mean, the whole point is, we have a voice, you know, being authentic is easy. I just have no filter, I just say stuff. And that's the thing you want to impress on brand. That's what you're engaging with. That's what's different than a standard campaign.
I think that's fun. You really have no filter.
I think it's also important that, you know, knowing that you can say no, you are allowed to say no to brands. You know, I do have brands that contact me all the time, events that, I mean, living in New York City, there's events every day. And if it's something that I personally cannot, you know, relate to, then I say no, even if they're offering me money. It's important, but it's not that important. What's more important is staying true to myself and those who read my blog, because the second that I put out a tweet that is not me, not my voice, or a blog post that is not my voice, I'm going to get called out for it. So just knowing that it's okay to say no sometimes is really important. And it took me a while to get there, because yeah, the money does speak, and you know, it's nice. But I think what's even nicer, and I think what will get me further, is being able to stay true to myself and my voice.
Well, that's what you want to brag. And we tell brands too. They respect that. They'll say, "I will not compromise," because I do have a brand. The voice becomes something you're known for, and you can say, "I'm not going to compromise that." I've been doing this for 7 years or 5 years, however long. I had like five Twitterversary not too long ago. I got a tweet about it. But yeah, you just have to say no, and it's great that they're even offering you money, because you know, so they usually, it's like, please share with your readers, and I have a spam filter set up so that please share with your readers your writers and bucket.
Yeah, I have a spam filter for my inbox. Yeah. I get 500 pieces a day. So keeping authentic has been one of those hard balances. I definitely, like, when I started with an overwhelming pitch, and now it goes up in my blog, it's definitely something that I approve. Because what I was reading is, what I was learning very quickly was, people don't really read. Even just by posting, like, oh, we did this razor. It's like, but in the comments, it was like, it wasn't that great of a razor. It was like, oh, I didn't read your comments. I just saw that you posted about this. So it was like an automatic stamp of approval from my side. So I started realizing very quickly that the only thing that was really going to go up was things that I really enjoyed, just because it was that colossal effect of, like, I read it. It was great. I didn't see any of the negatives on the bottom. It's like, you got to read it. So going through your use of social media, how does this really impact your family?
Aside from my blog, I also write freelance writer for Babbel.com. And then through starting my blog, I started my own social media consultant company. So I have three other companies that I work for and manage their Twitter handles and their Facebook pages, and also write for them. So on top of all of this, I still am a stay-at-home mom to both of my girls. So I try to manage my time very wisely, because I don't have anyone that watches my girls. So I think that's kind of the biggest impact that's made on my family and myself, is trying to manage everything while still being on Twitter on all four of my handles all day. So I think it's really just learning how I'm up a lot at night and early in the morning on Twitter, talking to people, and I've noticed that there's a lot of other moms and dads that are on Twitter, you know, at those times as well. But it truly is just learning how to manage the time, and I've noticed, you know, through all of this, you know, when people are on, when people are, you know, not really online and things like that. So I think it's just, you know, managing your time.
Well, mine's a bit different because my kids are old enough. Yeah, my kids are 10 and 7. They know what Twitter is. They know what Instamatic is. They know what Facebook is. And I really want to ground them in the idea. My 10-year-old would say, are you putting this on Instagram? And I will say, no. Because, and I never put pictures of my kids online. I don't think it's fair to them. I mean, I like trying to make my blog about my experience as being their parent, but not being about them, per se. So at the same time, you know, there are a lot of parents who've been at this for a very long time, who began when the kids were newborns, who are now in fifth, sixth grade, and obviously there's a boundary that goes up. You have to respect the fact that these are separate people, and their lives aren't your lives. You can talk about your perception of them, and like Jeff said, I love the idea that my kids will be able to read my blog someday. But yeah, I'm very circumspect about how this affects them, because you know, when they Google themselves, that's my filter. That's the filter about when my ex and I write about co-parenting. Our filter is, we want our kids to be proud of us.
Yeah, now, writing in direct, that's a direct correlation to impacting the family, because, like, we've talked to people, like, privately before about, like, how you'd write a post and then lead in a draft, and she'd come and read it and make sure it's approved. So.
Oh, yeah, every post goes up, we read each other's post before it goes up. No one gets sandbagged. You know, but they're pretty frank, and that's actually, it's those posts that have helped us co-parent now to the point where we're friends again, and that's better for the kids, so the kids can just kind of walk back and forth between the houses, and there's just no stress. But I spoke at Blogger last year, and was talking about how blogs could have a deleterious impact on your relationship, because it's such a solitary thing. But in my case, or in our case, our co-parenting blog saved ours.
Well, I know from my perspective, it's kind of changed how I look at a lot of things in this world. I've definitely extended my view of what my family gets to do, because the pitch kind of mechanism comes in and it's like, oh, well, you get to have this great, you know, experience that you'd never be able to have unless you were doing what you did. And even more so, about 6 months ago, I was kind of recruited into a new position, like, where, you know, I took a web position that was coding and programming and designing and directing the website. And then I now moved over into a social media marketing kind of position. So for my family, I had a direct correlation of what's next on the horizon, and kind of changed that trajectory of life too. So now I work for J&R Junior, which is a subdivision of J&R Music. And so we've had things like the Justin Bieber there. kind of, you take it all in the granular steps of what your family could do and how you could do it. I definitely know that the late nights, and you guys got, you know, the questions for this at 2 in the morning, something like that. And so it's an interesting balance.
Yeah, I definitely think that your family can benefit from what, you know, we're doing. You know, and like, just like you said, I mean, I've taken, you know, my daughters on trips before because of grades that were invited, and these are, you know, things that I would have never been able to introduce her to. So I consider myself very lucky, and I hope that, you know, my daughters will consider themselves lucky growing up, because if I had never started blogging or any of this, then, you know, they wouldn't have had half of the opportunities that we have now.
See, that's the thing, though. I'm very conscious of the fact that, I mean, my kids don't know any different than me getting free stuff. And that actually, I don't want them to feel entitled by that. In fact, quite the reverse is true for me. I mean, I feel I have the best job in the world, but my entitled kids are like, "Dad, you have the lamest job in the world." But I want them to realize that I don't. But it'll take them a while, because when you're 10, everything is completely random.
Alright, well, we got 20 seconds left, so 10 second tips for each of you. What would you recommend parents start doing for their blog to be up and running?
Right, get out there and do it. Especially if you're a man, if you're a father, we want more dad voices out there. We want more role models for our boys. We want more honest stories about fatherhood, about emotion, about triumph and loss. So get out and do it. It's good to find a home.
Mine is just find your voice, find out who you are, and stay true to who you are, no matter how many pictures come in.
All right, thanks so much.
So I have to say thank you, Pat, NY Knicks, because 2 months ago, and by the way, despite the fact that I have a relatively okay-sized Twitter following, I'll be the first to tell you the numbers lie, because it's like, I don't think it reflects much, but as a dad, New York Knicks sent me a direct message, tell me your email address, I gave it to them. I wanted to watch this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a little background beneath you.
I like that. Okay.
I'm trying to make you more dramatic.
Ooh. All right.